America.
Harley Carnes on the line from the US. And Harley, it's official. You have a new president.
Yeah, we do. Biden's speech was a good one. He said this is democracy's day. Said the will of the people's been heard. The will of the people's been heeded. We've learned again that democracy is precious. Democracy is fragile. At this hour, he said, democracy has prevailed. He says this is America's day. It's democracy's day, a day of history and hope of renewal and resolve. It was all about unity. On politics, he said, can't be a raging fire. We must end this uncivil war. He also said to foreign countries, we will lead not just by the example of our power, but by the power of our example. At the same time, he talked about defeating domestic terrorism and voices of racism and so forth, which is kind of code for deplatforming and deprogramming Republicans who must have lost their minds and followed Donald Trump. So he sounded a lot of notes, I thought, aimed at resonating with our common Americanism, the broad ideals of truth and fairness, freedom for all, and so forth. I think the biggest question going forward is going to be, can he turn those notes into a song, an actual song, and can he give Republicans a seat at the table while still trying to satisfy the far left wing of the party that put him in power? It's going to be very difficult. It's a tall order for him, to be sure.
Yeah, unity was the key theme. Here is President Biden.
I know speaking of unity can sound to some like a foolish fantasy these days. The battle is perennial. Through Civil War, the Great Depression, World War, 9/11, through struggle, sacrifice, and setbacks, our better angels have always prevailed. This is our historic moment of crisis and challenge. And we must meet this moment as the United States of America.
So he's now down to work in the Oval Office. And meanwhile, Donald Trump is out of there.
Well, he is. He didn't waste any time either. I wasn't real impressed with what he did because he got up and left town before this, and that's just not something that most presidents have done, outgoing presidents. But it's the day he left office. He was arguably the most effective president in the last century, certainly since Roosevelt. In many ways, he was Roosevelt's polar opposite. Roosevelt dramatically grew the size and the power of government as a wartime president. Trump grew the size of the debt because of the war against a virus, but did fight to reduce the ever-growing control of government over the people and, as he put it, drain the swamp. So this was also the day that the Democrats won. They worked at getting him out of office since before he took the office. And, of course, now he's gone. Trump, boarded the Air Force One for the last flight from Washington to his home in Florida, told a chanting crowd, we will be back in some form or fashion, which is, I think, his way of saying that even if he is convicted in the upcoming impeachment trial, he's going to stay politically active. And nobody would have expected anything less than that, that's for sure.
His children were holding back tears as Donald Trump was saying those farewell words. And I noticed during Joe Biden's speech, former President Bill Clinton was struggling to stay awake.
Yeah, well, I don't think Joe Biden kept a lot of people brightly awake. And I just figured I saw, President Clinton, and I sort of thought maybe he wore some, electric undergarments and he was nice and toasty and just got started nodding off on us. I mean, he's a little older now and, you got to keep him warm. But either that or he's just tired. Who knows? Maybe the party started early.
Harley, we'll catch up tomorrow. Very interesting times. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Harley Carnes joining us from the US. Now, on this day, one of the biggest bands in the world arrived in Australia. It was on this day in 1965. So who am I talking about? It's 21 past 6.